The Admiralty Building. 2 years after St. Petersburg was founded, Peter the Great laid the foundations of the shipyard castle, the Admiralty Building, on the bank of the Neva. The deserted riverside sprang to life. Axes hammered and supply boats loaded with bricks and timber started to arrive continuously. Peter I personally signed the design drawing and monitored the works. The Tsar was in a hurry. There was war going on between Russia and Sweden, and without a powerful fleet, the strong enemy of Russia could not be overcome. In merely a year, the shipyard was ready. As early as April 1706, the first ships came off the stocks. At the suggestion of a British commodore, the shipbuilding was now done in dry docks. When a ship was ready, the dock was filled up with water through a lock system, and then the newly built ship was launched. At the center of the building, a spire was put up, crowned by a figure of a ship. Over the years, it became one of the symbols of St. Petersburg. The ship looks small and light from the ground, but it actually weighs 65 kilograms and measures nearly 2 meters in length and 1.5 meters in height. There is a legend telling that its three flags are cast in pure gold. In the 1830s, the Admiralty Building was reconstructed, and it was at this time when it started to play a special role in city planning. It is the focal point for the three main streets of St. Petersburg: Nevsky Prospect, Voznesenskaya Street, and Gorokhovaya Street. The Admiralty Building acquired its contemporary look in the early 19th century as it was rebuilt by Andreyan Zakharov. The architect preserved the original plan defined by Peter the Great. The building was left in its initial form of a broad Russian P or pie shape, but from then on it truly became the majestic dominating structure that the central part of St. Petersburg needed so much. At the same time, works to improve the nearby area were done. The moat and the rampart consequently disappeared, and a boulevard was built instead that at once became a favorite walking place for the nobility of St. Petersburg. It is here that Alexander Pushkin brought Yevgeny Onyegin, the main character of his similarly named poem. A quote from the poem: "Meanwhile, attired for morning strolling, complete with broad-brimmed boulevard, Eugene attends the boulevard. And there at large he goes patrolling until Brégout's unsleeping chime advises him of dinner time." Translation by Charles H. Johnston. Pushkin's contemporaries could climb to the top of the Admiralty Building and enjoy the view over Nevsky Prospect. Sailing ships were built in the Admiralty Wharf until 1844. Later, only two institutions of the fleet remained: the Navy Department and the Maritime Headquarters. During the years of the October Revolution, the building housed the Higher Naval College. Today, when walking along Nevsky Prospect, the spire of the Admiralty Building still catches the eye. For over three centuries, the slight vessel on top of the spire makes our hearts long for the wide expanse of the Neva River and Nevsky Prospect.